Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTSOVERNIGHTAMERICA.
Ladies and gentlemen, damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen, coming to you live from the mighty Sports Byline Studios in the City by the Bay. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Austin Imitated, get this, 40 years, but never duplicated. I've been knocking out bums now for four decades. Who am I? My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am your ever so confident host. I'm going to put it to you this way. Bottom line is, I've been doing this 4 days. Of course, I'm an award-winning writer and a four-time Golden Glove champion. So allegedly, supposedly, I know a little bit about boxing. But guess what? You're the average fan. You can join in if you'd like. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. That's the Ring Talk studio lines, of course, here in the City by the Bay, San Francisco, California. We are hours away from the rematch of the robbery of 2024. I'm talking about Robinson Canseco, of course, and Oshaki Foster. Oshaki Foster won maybe 10 out of 12 rounds or 11 out of 12 rounds, and yet two judges, I can't believe these two judges, get this, Tony Lundy had an 8-4 for Canseco, and Paul Wallace had it 7-5 for Canseco in a fight in which he maybe won two rounds or maybe won one round. I had it 11-1. I said, nah, 10-2, because I had one round real close. So I scored it 10-2. So imagine scoring a fight 10-2, and then the judges going the other way on you on television. A 10-2 fight going the other way, it's impossible. It was a robbery. There was absolutely no doubt about it. People talk about robberies. No. Maybe this was better than a robbery. Maybe this was a heist. That's what this was. It was a heist. I mean, I have never seen anybody get ripped off like that. I mean, going back to Pernell Whitaker, I guess, and Julio Cesar Chavez back in 1995. But, I mean, this was really, really bad. That fight wasn't a 10-2 fight. This was. There's no doubt about it. Oshaki Foster got ripped off. So he'll be on television at ESPN+. Plus. They're going to cover that from the Turning Stone Casino in upstate New York. Bottom line is, they never used to serve booze. Never used to serve booze there. The Indians told me one time when I was there, it's the white man's poison. Well, guess what? They serve booze now. Turning Stone Casino. That is right in near the International Boxing Hall of Fame up there in Canasota, New York. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. On the other side of the break, I hope to have my act together. Straight up, this is Ring Talk.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295. You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, Car Shield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Car Shield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with Car Shield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, one-third of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And one-third of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialists right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
This is a Lenny Williams song he put out, I guess, about 15 or 20 years ago. Bottom line is, of course, the former lead singer of Tower Power, now a platinum recording artist in his own right. Bottom line is, Harry and I were met back in 1974 at a Tower of Power record release party for the Back to Oakland album. Bottom line is, we've been friends since. He's a classy guy. Check him out, LennyWilliams.com. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We go from one classy guy, Lenny Williams, to another classy guy, on Boxy's PhD, Mr. Socrates Palmer. And how are you today, sir?
I'm doing great, my brother. Oh, thank you for the kind words.
Yeah, the kind words, and this is not a good connection at all, so why don't we try to reconnect? Why don't we just reconnect on the phone, bro? This is through the phone. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring. We're going to take a minute there to reconnect. Let's take a look at some of the results last night. Two-time world challenger Jermaine Ortiz, they call him the technician. I call him boring. 18-2 now. One draw, 9 KOs. Scored a fourth-round knockout of Christian Mino. Mino came in at 24-9. No surprise, he left at 24-10. Two draws and 17 KOs. Of course, that was Friday night at the Caribbean Royal Hotel, Orlando, Florida. Speaking of Orlando, Florida, I picked up a client from Orlando last night. It was pretty crazy. Orlando, Florida, and me, we go back and forth. There are more Puerto Ricans, I think, in Orlando than there are in New York City. And, of course, there's more Puerto Ricans in New York City than there are in Puerto Rico. But the bottom line is, I'm not kidding you. I thought Orlando, I thought I was in Puerto Rico once again. It was a wonderful place to be. And, of course, they got all the amusement parks down there. But the bottom line is, Jermaine Ortiz beat up Rubio Mino. Of course, that was the main event last night. And the time was 2 minutes of the fourth round. So, are we back yet? Okay, he's working on it as we speak, of course. Ortiz, not the most exciting fighter in the world. Of course, he's got a continental belt, a WBA continental belt, something like that to work with now. But the bottom line is, he's not a confident guy. And at one point in time, he had a chance to make his move, and he just didn't do it. You know, bottom line is, let's go across the pond. Badreddin McCrory, now 19-1, scored a 10-round decision over Leonard Carrillo, 17-6. And again, no surprise, these are work fights. There's no doubt about it, 16 KOs. Guy could punch 16 KOs in 17 fights. But the bottom line is, those six losses, that sort of tells you, of the five losses, sort of tells you he's going to be number six going in there. Of course, that was Friday night at the SAE Arena in Belfast, Northern Ireland. Let's go back to the Ring Talk phone lines. The phone lines are not Skype because my current guest does not pay for the Wi-Fi, folks. He steals it from the gypsies, and the gypsies don't pay for it. Is that the way it is in the Bronx or what?
You know what? I'm not going to incriminate myself, sir.
are you taking the fifth?
I am pleading the fifth.
Oh my God! Anyway, bottom line is, how's the Bronx today? How's the weather? What's the weather like?
The weather, it feels like fall. It's about 65. You know, it was nuts today on Halloween. It was 80. You know, so it's starting to come down, I guess, to normal temps. But it's sunny.
Okay. You know? Of course, out here in the city by the bay, it's foggy in the morning, but it's been a beautiful day, no doubt about that. But temperatures are like dropping into the 50s at night, and I'm like turning on the heater. I mean, that's just the way it is. So back there, if it hit the 50s, it wouldn't be nothing to you guys, would it?
Nah, 50s, you can still walk out with the light jacket.
Are you kidding? Me and Daniel, no, we can't handle 50 degrees, man. There's no doubt about it. Get into the 40s, then, and we're talking about wearing, like, parkas.
Is that Caribbean blood you got?
No. Hey, one time, remember, we were camping. They took us to the Boys Club. Boys Club of America, back in the days before all the scandals, used to have this camp up here in Northern California called Camp Mendocino. And they put us in this Camp Mendocino. It was an outdoor camp. And the bear walked through the barracks. Okay?
Yeah.
A bear walked through the barracks. And we're all... I'm petrified. I'm petrified. And the other two... The other was only like three or four of us awake. It was like 15 or 16 bucks. So we're screaming and crying. This and that. They don't know what's going on. They sent somebody coming. The bear slipped. The bear walked through the barracks. Open ends on both sides. Bear walked right through.
Wow. That's... I guess he's a pretty friendly bear. I guess he wasn't... You guys didn't have enough meat on your bones, I guess.
Well, I was on the top. I'm saying to myself, I'm on the top bunk looking at this. See, I see this dark thing moving at night. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's what you see. What the hell is that? Because it went in the front door, went out the back door. There's no doors, no sliding doors, nothing. Just open, no windows, no, just roof over your head. And, yeah, that was a little scary with the bear. Anyway, you know, my days, city boys going camping. City boys don't go camping. We don't camp well.
No.
Do you know what my idea of camping now is?
Go ahead. What is it?
Okay, a mobile home at the Hilton.
That's pretty good.
That's as far as I'm going to go. All right, let's talk about it was a robbery of the year, without a doubt. It was Shockey Foster, Robinson Canseco. I think I had it 11-1, and I said to myself, well, they're not going to go 11-1 of me. So, Pete, probably that one round is 2 hours close. Let's give it to the other guy. Make it 10-2. So I settled with a 10-2 score, and then came the actual judgment, and it was a ripoff the other way. Of course, two judges. One judge had it 116-112. That was Tony Lundy. May he be arrested for impersonating a judge. That's 8-4 for the wrong guy. And Paul Wallace had it 115-113. Do you realize if I had it 10 rounds or two the other way, that he and I are off like by 20 rounds?
Yeah, I mean, it's unfathomable how that wide a margin. I mean, yeah, I can hear people say that Canseco, you know, there were some close rounds here and there, but there's no way that he won that fight. You know, there's no way you could find... Because to win that fight, you got to give him, at minimum, you know, 7 rounds, and there's no way you could say he won 7 rounds.
Now you know that Tommy D mouthing off on that fight got us thrown off WBC TV, right?
It's his fault?
Well, no, it's his fault. I fed him the questions. I knew exactly what he was going to say. And it was, in other words, we conspired together. Well, I mean, we wanted to tell it like it is. Bottom line is, if they didn't do something, they're crooked. And if Mauricio couldn't do something, it was time to replace Mauricio. That's what Tommy D said. And I said, cool, I backed him.
Hey, a wise man once referred to it as the world of boxing and... what was it?
Chicanery.
Bunko.
We're the Bunko and Chicanery.
Yes.
Or the latest one is We Be Canelo.
We Be Canelo. That's a great one.
Yeah, wow. or We Be Crooks.
We Be Crooks. Either one.
But you know what? Check this out. You know, the WBO changed presidency this week. Paco stepped down for the first time, I think, since the organization got off the ground. But the bottom line is he's done well, and he's made it one of the so-called major four sanctioning bodies, that kind of good stuff. But he and his rich lawyer friends, they all voted for Donald Trump, and they're Puerto Ricans, okay? So I put him on the spot this week, and I asked him, who you voting for now? After Trump said that Puerto Rico was a garbage, Trump's people said that Puerto Rico was an island of garbage. And before you say, well, that was a comic appearing with Trump, the Trump campaign approved everything, and in fact, they took out a C word joke that was attractive for the vice president. They took that out. They saw fit to take that out, but they didn't take out the garbage island of Puerto Rico. So anyway, bottom line is Donald shows people ratting on the Puerto Ricans. So I asked Donald, I asked Paco, man, where are you going on this one? Because him and the rich friends, I remember when I asked Paco about Donald Trump, he said to me, Pedro, he's going to cut taxes. See, that's what all these rich dudes are worried about, Sock, just cutting taxes, nothing else.
But at what expense, right?
What expense? No, you know, somebody's got to pay some bills. I mean, corporate and you know, Daniel and I were ragging the other a little earlier talking, and we were talking about price of food. Let me tell you like this: I was in Las Vegas and I went to a Save Mart store or whatever they call it. Whatever they call it, Lucky here, but I think it's called Save Mart down there. But it's the same store, same bag, same gray bag, whole nine yards. So anyway, the same slice of cake in Las Vegas is $3.99, and in Daly City, where I do my shopping, is $5.99. There's no way that that cake should cost me $2 more or $2 less. You know what I'm trying to say? This is corporate greed. McDonald's, they made like $9 or $10 billion last year. Billion dollars last year. And they've come up with a scheme now to shrink the medium coffee cup by about 5% by putting stuffing on the bottom so they could put in 5% less coffee. I mean, this is corporate greed running wild. And I'm all for I'm all for the stock market. Am I raging? I'm all for the stock market and people like that making money on the stock market. But corporate greed has got to be put. You got to put the brakes on it, man. That's what's going on. That's what's going wrong with this country. It's corporate greed.
And it's everything. I mean, you buy a bag of chips.
Everything but marijuana. Let me tell you, the price of weed has dropped from like $300 an ounce to about 80.
I guess that's a positive thing.
What happens? The black market got involved. In other words, they legalized it and they put all these crazy taxes on it. When you try to tax something 33% in the state of California, people got, 40% in some tax in some counties, and you want to tax a product 40%, how many people are going to come back and buy it again?
Not too many.
Exactly. So then you go to homie, and homie lives like down the street. He's got a cousin that sells weed and that kind of stuff. So that's how the marijuana gets back and forth here in California. We're not going to establishment here. We're just not. I mean, we put our thumbs out to the, thumbs down to the dispensaries. Anyway, enough of that. Back to Robinson Canseco, and take that back. Let's take an early break here. I went a little crazy. Let's take an early break. Daniel Ogden, of course, is the Saturday producer. He is the greatest when it comes to Saturdays, no doubt about that, because he's my only guy on Saturday. If I don't say good things about him, I hear dead air. Dead air! Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Yes, I'm crazy. Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816.
800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
What do you think about Floyd talking about greater than Ali?
He's very delusional. He can't listen. If he was anywhere near that realm of greater than Ali, he'd be able to take his kids to school by himself.
There you go.
Okay, he can't take his kid to school by himself. And he's talking about he's great? Greatness is not guarding yourself from the people. Greatness is being accepted by the people. He can't take his kids alone to school by himself. He's a little scared man. He's a very small, scared man.
Mike Tyson talking about Floyd Mayweather. Floyd Mayweather's got a beautiful girlfriend. I give him props for that. But outside of that, I'm not a Floyd fan. Straight up, of course, he's a guy that needs four fat guys surrounding him every time he goes down the street. You can't see Floyd because he's got these four big fat guys, these Weight Watchers. Like, I'm telling you, man, these guys are like 350 pounds, if not. Four, almost close to four. These guys are huge, humongous. But Floyd's got these guys every time he leaves the house. Like Tyson said, if he was that great, he wouldn't need a bodyguard. Of course, I was Ali's bodyguard for two tours through China. And I got to tell you like this, he didn't need one. Although I was freaking out every time somebody came up to him, I was watching their hands. That's what I would do. I was to watch people's eyes and their hands. That's how I was taught to do things when you did executive protection or bodyguards. You watch their eyes and you watch their hands, okay? But the bottom line is people used to run up to Muhammad Ali and I'd be freaking out. Oh, my because if something happened to him when I was in sock, if something happened to Ali and I was in charge of him, it'd be on me.
Can't let that happen on your watch, bro.
No, so I wouldn't let. So we were at the Hong Kong. We're in Hong Kong. Yeah, we're in Hong Kong, and we're going to get on a helicopter. They bought like 40 tickets. There was a party of 40 of us, close to 40, and they bought 40 tickets for the helicopter. And they didn't tell me about the helicopter until we're hitting the ground. We're going down. We're descending into Hong Kong. And I said, is the bus ready for us or the boat or whatever we're going to do? Is the transportation ready? I think I used the word transportation. Is the transportation ready? They go, yeah, we're going to the helicopter. I said, I'm not putting him in a helicopter. I said, I'm not getting in a helicopter. He said, what are you talking about? I said, nobody's getting on a helicopter. I said, Mark Edis was Donald Trump's attorney and my good friend. He died in a helicopter crash last year. I said, and a year before that, Bill Graham, who was my promoter, the promoter of rock legends out here in California and across the world, he died in a helicopter crash. I'm not going to put Muhammad Ali up or myself in a helicopter, especially driven, I'm going to get stereotypical here and get ready to get in trouble, especially by Chinese pilots. I wasn't going to do it. I just wasn't going to do it. So anyway, I put up this big stink at the airport, man. They're saying, listen, you're going to cost us $1,500. I said, I don't give a spit with an H. I don't care. I said, I don't care. He ain't getting on. I said, you guys are going to have to assault me physically to get him on that helicopter. I'm not allowing it, period. So, you know, after about 15 minutes back and forth, I look over at this guy, and this guy says he's not going to give us the refunds, okay? So, you know, this guy named Joe is not going to give us the refunds. So I look at Joe, and I size him up this and that. I move over to make the con on Joe. I say, hey, Joe, let me tell you, I'm going to give you an idea that can make you lots of money. How much? This is like $1,400 in refunds, or $1,400. You got to refund us, right? I said, yeah. I said, I can give you something to make you a lot more than $1,400. He goes, oh, how you do that? I said, okay, let me let you take a picture with Muhammad Ali next to this sign here that says Leo's Tours or whatever the hell the helicopter line was, whatever. So anyway, I got him to take a picture next to the sign with Muhammad Ali. Boom, we got our refunds, and then we got on a boat.
Nice.
Not only was I not giving up on getting on the helicopter, I wasn't giving up on not getting the refunds.
that was a slick move right,
well,
right
that's what you, that's what you, you know, a little street in me, but the bottom line is, yeah. All right, speaking of street, before we get to tonight's fight, this night, who is Karen Chugzison? Is that's a guy. I mean, who, is he that good? He's 24-2?
I just heard about him.
He's taking on Jaron Ennis.
Yeah, it's a showcase fight for Jared, you know, and I mean, Eddie Hearn's got to do something. All his guys keep losing, you know. And Ennis seems like maybe his soundest guy in his roster. Look, you have to build up Ennis.
He's already fought this guy.
Yeah, it doesn't do anything for me.
Yeah, he fought this guy once, and he scored like 121-8. Folks, that's a shutout. 12 rounds of zip, and they want to do it again?
Yeah, it's a stay busy fight. It doesn't do anything. You know, hopefully Ennis knocks him out. I'm assuming that's what they're looking for.
And they're going to do this in Philadelphia, the Wells Fargo Center. So the bottom line is, people are going to pay to watch this?
Yeah, but if anyone's going to pay to watch anything, it's to see Bam Rodriguez. That's
okay.
The real star.
All right, now I'm glad you brought. That's where I was going on this one. Talk to me about him. 112 pound, 115 pound guy. Now, is he? What is he? 118 yet?
118, and the guy is just—he's phenomenal. You know, I'm sorry, 115, and he is must watch. He's got all the goods. You know, he's been promoted well, brought up. You know, fighting guys that he's kind of supposed to win, but. It's how he does it, you know. I think Bam Rodriguez is probably in that top 8 pound for pound list.
Does he do it in Roberto Duran style, almost?
You know, it's not a bad comparison. You know, when I think of fighters of that ilk, that size, I think of course, the most recent Chocolatito. But Chocolatito was, you know, more an artist than a complete fighter. This guy has a controlled savagery. So I could, you know, if you say Duran, I could dig that. You know, the kid is good.
You know, no knock on Chocolito, man, but I needed Viagra to watch him.
Oh, that's a little harsh. I thought he was very good, maybe a little overrated. You know, but I don't think he's that.
I want to see another. I wanted to get your reaction on that one. Okay, now let's get to tonight's fight. Of course, Robinson Canseco, Colombia probably got the shaft against Oscar Valdez, and there's no doubt about that. And they put him in as an opponent against Shakur Stevenson, where he got shut out. And of course, now he's coming off this rip off win. I mean, they're doing this at the Turning Stone Casino in Canasota, New York, uptown, right near the International Boxing Hall of Fame. Can Foster step into his punches a little bit more?
I think, hopefully, we get a pissed off Foster and we get a much better fight than the last one. And I think you will see that. You know, he was very emotional, as he should have been after that robbery. But I think Canseco is also going to be a little pissed because everyone's saying that he got a gift. You know, and I think you may see the best of Canseco. And if you see the best of Foster, you may be in for one hell of a fight. Now, why would a guy, you know, from Brazil and another guy from Texas fight all the way upstate New York in a casino? I don't know. You know,
because they needed to run this back right away, and that jumped out. Listen, I'm just glad they're doing this again because I couldn't believe it. Let me listen. And people don't realize what it's like to get ripped off in a box. This could have changed his whole life. Probably did change his whole life. But the bottom line is, when you get cheated in a boxing match, you're sitting there. It's like playing blackjack. I try to explain this to the normal person. It's like playing blackjack in a casino. You got a king and an ace, which is 21, and then some guy beats you with a 16, and you can't figure it out. You're left there scratching your head. You're like, what the hell's going on? That's what it's like to get ripped off in a boxing match.
It's like they change the rules on you in the middle of the game. Mm-hmm. And it's odd because if you were to ask me, you know, when they fought the first time, who was the quote-unquote A-side, it was so shocky, you know. But it was not his night to get the nod, and at least, you know, there's an immediate rematch. So
okay, Oscar De La Hoya has been quite entertaining of late. And I'm not talking about him in drag.
Well, I'll tell you what. it is what it is with him and drag, and he's not denied it. He's like, okay, come up with something new.
No, here's what's up. And there was, listen, I'm the first one to report on that back in like 2008, I think, or something like that, okay, at ringtalk.com when I had the website. But I will say this. There was no gay encounters involved. It was just him and chicks.
Yeah, I mean, the guy's, I guess, a freak.
No, you're not seeing my point. What I'm trying to say is, if he cross-dressed, he was gay. No, he wasn't. There were no dudes involved. It was him cross-dressing with these fine chicks. Like that one girl told me, I mean, when Oscar told me I need to meet him in Philadelphia, he said, make sure you bring me a kit. And a kit, of course, that meant, you know, like all the lingerie. And those guys said, like, you know what a kit is.
Well, you, thanks to you, I do. You told me about it. You gave me the rundown.
Okay, so what's going to happen tonight? Make a prediction.
I think Foster wins in a competitive fight. I don't think he stops Canseco because no one has. And I think Canseco is an awkward, crafty guy. I expect a barn burner. I think it's going to be a close decision. And they may run it back again. There may be a third fight.
You must be. I don't know. I think Canseco's going to get lit up like the White House Christmas tree. I think he's too old. I think he's older than God. I think he's one of those guys that lied about his age. Of course, Brazilians. A lot of the foreigners, people say to me, why do you dog people from another country when it comes to their age? Because time and time again, I found people from the Soviet Union, Cuba, Venezuela, and Colombia lying about their age. So everywhere I'm very suspect.
Listen, you know, it's more than a stereotype. You know, it's true. I mean, let's face it. I mean, look, these guys come from, you know, less than, desirable conditions. And if it just takes, you know, not telling the truth about your date of birth to get paid a lot of money, I can't knock it, man.
Okay, you have a great weekend. I want to mention this, though. I played soccer in junior high school. The guy named Jack Alizaga that shaved twice a day. Okay, I knew he wasn't 14. There was no doubt about it. He wasn't 14. Straight up, Socrates Palmer, have a great weekend. Kiss the family. Hug the wife.
Thank you. Have a great weekend, brother. Peace.
You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. More after the break on Sports Byline. It's not the rough, but that's all right with me. Because I dig
the vibe, and I like the company. Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive 5-day, 4-night vacation for two adults and two children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for four for only $699.
Going, going, gone with CancunEscapes.com/radio.
This is Ron Barr. Be sure to check out Sports Byline and the 8Side Network's outstanding 8-part podcast series, Behind the Barrier, Voices from the Negro Leagues. Hear Willie Mays, Hank Aaron, and others share their stories of the Negro Leagues, the challenges that the players face, and the importance of Negro League baseball to the game's history. Behind the Barrier is available now on the iHeart Podcast Network and all podcast platforms, including Apple, Amazon, Spotify, Stitcher, and Pandora. Check out Behind the Barrier.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works, and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
My thing is that, you know what, we're all straight, so we know, like you said, nobody deserves to go out like this. And unfortunately, my card was dealt with, you know, having to go out like this. And, well, you know, all I can say is that I had 45 great, great, wonderful years of life. I had 20 good, wonderful, great people behind me throughout my boxing career, which is all the fans, all you guys from the press. You know, I love you guys. I appreciate all the everything you guys ever did for me.
That was Genaro Hernandez, June 5th, 2011. He passed away June 7th, 2011. Of course, a Mexican-American professional boxer out of L.A. competed from 1984 to 1998. Of course, a Chicanito was his nickname. Bottom line is, nobody ever had anything bad to say about him. There's just no doubt about it. He's one of the greatest guys I've ever met in my entire life. Straight up, I do want to mention the fact that we haven't had a gold medal in a long time. Somebody asked me why, and of course, the last time we had an Olympic gold medal was 2004. That was the great Andre Ward, who was going to be inducted on the first ballot into the International Boxing Hall of Fame. We congratulate him on that. That came out a couple of weeks ago. And, you know, I mean, Andre Ward had been promoted, I think, by a different guy, and Dan Goosen was a great promoter, no doubt about that. But had he been promoted by a different guy and had a slightly different attitude, he might have been a household name. He never became a household name in the world of boxing, not like Ray Leonard, nothing like that. I mean, he could have been. He was the darling coming out of the Olympics, scored 2004 Olympics, been married to his wife, Tiffany. They've been boyfriend and girlfriend, married for years, but boyfriend and girlfriend since like 15 years old. So it's like a storybook ending for Andre Ward. Of course, the 2004 Olympic gold medalist and, of course, super middleweight champion, and then won a 175-pound title for a minute. But the bottom line is, when he cleaned up everybody in that Super 6 tournament, people didn't think he could do it. In fact, I was getting knocked for picking him. In fact, Gary Radnich, of course, the big Channel 4 guru here in San Francisco, who's KMBR radio and that kind of stuff, called me a shill because I said that Andre Ward is going to win the gold medal. He goes, listen, Andre Ward can't win the gold medal. I said, what do you mean? He goes, he's fighting. He's a 165-pounder, Pete. He goes, Ed, Gary Radnich's father was a heavyweight. He was a heavyweight boxer promoted by Don Chargis. So he knew a little bit about boxing. So he said to me, listen, Andre Ward can't win. He's a 165-pounder. He's fighting at 178. Evidently, he lost some type of coin toss with some other guy. So he's fighting at 178 instead of 165. So he's fighting bigger guys. He's not going to win. I said, he's going to win. He's never lost a fight in his life. Of course, that one fight that he lost at King's Gym over there in Oakland, California, I didn't see that one. I was late for that one. And when I showed up, Marsha King said, Andre lost. They made a big deal about this. I said, big deal. Why are you making a big deal about it? It's just a loss, right? Well, I didn't realize that would be the only loss of his entire life, amateur or professional. So it was a big deal. Of course, Andre Ward going into the International Boxing Hall of Fame on the first ballot. More power to him. Let's check out some of what Frank has to say here. November 1996, Junior Jones stops Marco Antonio Barrera. Man, that was actually a disqualification because Barrera's people came running into the ring. They didn't throw in the towel. They just ran in the ring. But the bottom line is, you know, Barrera was getting lit up like the White House Christmas tree. Junior Jones was a pretty big underdog for that one. But Jones sort of stepped out. Jones was a good fighter. And he just was. I mean, he was a good fighter, of course, out of Brooklyn, New York. At one point in time, I thought he was destined for greatness. But he never made it to that great level. Even though he beat Marco Antonio Barrera, I wouldn't call him a great fighter. Frank, maybe maybe I'm wrong. Frank 1961 might think I'm wrong on that one. But the bottom line is he also tells me that in November the 1st, 1980, Jim Watt, a guy that he couldn't fight much, man. He was out of Scotland. He was a lightweight champion, of course, out of Scotland. I think he was a southpaw. And he just couldn't fight all that much. I thought he was easy to beat. And somehow Sean O'Grady lost to him. Anyway, Sean O'Grady lost in 12 rounds. Sean O'Grady lost a couple of fights. People think that Sean O'Grady just ascended to the world championship. Of course, I think he lost to Danny Little Red Lopez in a fight that he wasn't ready for. But if you look at all of Sean O'Grady's fights, most of them are suspect. And why do I say that? Because, you know, his father, Pat O'Grady, of course, was the biggest crook, in my opinion, one of the biggest crooks in the history of boxing. I mean, one point in time, he brought this Mexican guy to fight Floyd, I think, 4 to 6 times. So he fought Floyd in all these different cities around Oklahoma and Wyoming, you know, all these redneck characters. Bottom line is, when it came time to pay the guy for the 6 fights, Pat O'Grady called the immigration on him. This was back in the days when you had, hey, there's a wetback here. Come and get him. Guess what? They came and got you. I kid you not. That's how bad it was back in the 80s. But that's what Pat O'Grady did. He would have these guys deported before paying them. So that's what a piece of work he was. And, of course, all these fights were fixed. And Sean had to know they were fixed. Bubblegum, whatever you want to call him, Bubblegum Assassin, whatever you want to call him, Bubblegum, that was his nickname. But the bottom line is, I mean, he had to know they were fixed because he kept fighting the same guy. It's like me fighting Daniel. And Daniel's wearing different trunks. He's being announced as Lawrence and Billy and Andre and all these other names. But the bottom line is, I know who he is. So Sean O'Grady knew what time it was. The bottom line is, Sean O'Grady was involved in a lot of bad fights. And not only did I say that, the Oklahoma Attorney General said that as well. So that's some of the stuff we're talking about here, of course, on the page here, the twitch.tv. But back to Gennaro just for a second, man. Nobody ever said anything bad about him, ever. I mean, ever. And, you know, people say bad things about me all the time. Not all of it's true. But I'm sure some of it is. But the bottom line is, let me tell you about my little thing about karma this week, what happened to me. I went to Las Vegas on assignment, and I was down there, and I had a couple hours here and there. So I went to one show. But the bottom line is, so I'm leaving Las Vegas, I'm on a tram, and I set my cell phone down, my iPhone 12. Anyway, I set it down, and I got off the tram and left it. Okay, and of course, that's how I'm getting on the plane, everything like that, because I had your boarding pass on it, the whole nine yards, right? So I realized I lost my phone. I called the phone, nobody answered, I'm freaking out. So I said to him, I said, well, you just got to deal with it. So I went up to the gate and told the lady, listen, I lost my phone, that was my boarding pass, you're going to have to print me out a boarding pass. She said, okay. So I sat down, and about 2.5 or 3 minutes later, some man walks up, and he's a captain for Frontier Airlines. And he says, once somebody is going to get on your flight, lost their phone. Because I had the ticket, you know, the boarding pass, I had it on the front of the phone, right? So anyway, when he opened up the phone, there it was, the boarding pass, the gate, the whole nine yards of flight. So this pilot actually took the time to bring my phone to this other gate. And he was rushing the whole nine yards, but he brought it. He said, here's your phone. And he gave it to the lady first. I said, that's mine. And he said, it's yours. I said, that's mine. I couldn't believe it. I mean, it's like hitting the lottery. What is that, like a 1 out of a billion things? So what I'm trying to tell you is, I think that's just a good karma bestowed upon me for the fact that I scream at people in the car when I'm driving, but outside of that, I'm not a negative person. And I feed the homeless. I mean, I'm going to tell you like this. I feed Joe around the corner. I'm going to feed Joe some food in a couple of, maybe about 45 minutes. We'll microwave some food for him and bring it down. Of course, we prepared it last night in the Ring Talk kitchen back at home. But the bottom line is, I was on my old street this week. It was called Godius Alley. It was like a one block street between Mission and Coleridge and the Outer Mission. Off Mission Street, right across from the old Safeway store. So anyway, I drive up my old house. I do this every once in a while. When I got time to kill, Bruce Springsteen used to drive 70 miles to look at his old house every day. He did it for years. But the bottom line is, I drive by the old house every once in a while and get some memories. So I'm driving by the old house today, and there's a guy sitting there wrapped in a blanket, and it's a dirty blanket, okay? A little black guy wrapped in a dirty blanket. And he's shaking, and I'm freaking out. He's shaking, okay? So I got this food for Joe in the car, so I'm going to give him, you know, Joe's food and then give him a few bucks too, right? So I went around. I said, oh, man. So I went around the block, came back again, and I went to give him the food, and he was scared. He was nervous. He was shaking. He said, no, don't hurt me. And I was freaking out, man, so I just drove away. But the bottom line is, that's how hurt people are here in the United States. When I was a policeman back in the 1980s, and we would – that man would have been put probably in a nut house or something like that. You know what I mean? There would be a place to take care of him. There isn't anymore. And, of course, that has to do with the fact that Ronald Reagan, of course, he did this as governor when he cut out the mental health programs here in the United, in the state of California. But he basically cut out all federal mental health as well. And all these people are walking the streets. And how do I know this? Because I was a San Francisco policeman. And in 1984, the captain came to me. Was the captain or lieutenant, late night lieutenant, says, listen, I want you to count homeless people. Say, what? I didn't know what he was talking about. What are you talking about, homeless people? He goes, I want you to count homeless people. I said, you mean the bums? He goes, we have a couple of bums back in there. Bums were guys that drank wine maybe and you know, and this and that. You picked them up off the street and took them home, or you booked them 647F once in a while, which is drunk in public. But the bottom line is you dealt with it, okay? And ain't that way no more. I mean, the whole city's changed. I mean, I'm going to tell you like this. I was at McDonald's yesterday, and I saw this guy going nuts at McDonald's. He wasn't hurting anybody, and he wasn't violent or anything, but he was scaring people. And, you know, for a second there, I was even scared a little bit. And I'm getting my coffee at McDonald's. I don't go in there to get frightened, okay? But anyways, I was a little bit scared. I was on edge. I said, what's he going to do, all right? But the guy was a little spacey. Anyway, they ended up finally convincing him to leave before the police came. And when the police came, I said, listen, the guy isn't violent. He's just crazy. This thing. He's a little nutty. This thing. I said, but he isn't aggressive. He isn't even slightly assertive. Once he was told to pick up his stuff and left, he left. But the bottom line is there should be a place for that guy. Where is the mental health in this country? That's what really kills me, folks. I'm telling you, I travel around the world. I've been to 34 countries outside of the United States, and I've never seen the mental health conditions we have here in the United States. I've never seen it. And I've been in the poorest countries in the entire world, third world, fourth world, fifth world countries, and you don't see it like you do here in the United States of America. And that's because they wanted to cut programs. They wanted to cut government. They wanted to cut taxes. They did it. Reagan did it. And, of course, these people have sponsored it afterwards. And guess what? As the homeless rate continues to go up, corporate greed and corporate profits go up. And I'm sorry to be preaching a lot of this show, but the bottom line is you need to get out and vote on Tuesday, November 5th, if you haven't already. And if you vote for the guy with red hair or the red skin or whatever, you're selling yourself short. Believe me, I've met all three of the people that are in the news this week. I'm talking about P. Diddy. I don't need to talk about that. But I met P. Diddy, Kamala Harris, and Donald Trump. And I got to tell you, when I was with Donald Trump, I wasn't impressed with him. I was introduced to him by the attorney I mentioned a little bit earlier in the show, Mark Addis. Of course, he was a man that died in that helicopter crash in 1992 that Donald Trump was supposed to be on, but he was a half hour late, so they took off without him. Anyway, you know, look, money doesn't make you smart. It just doesn't. And the money hasn't trickled down in this country. The trickle-down economics, the stuff that President Reagan brought into effect when he said if you cut the taxes for the rich, they'll give more to the poor, it ain't happened. The poor ain't getting richer, and the rich are getting richer. So the bottom line is we need to turn around. We need to do things differently. I think if we vote Democratic in this final ticket as far as the president is concerned and maybe the Senate, give the Democrats a shot here, all right? You've had the Republicans have had their shot. They haven't done well. Of course, President Trump or the former President Trump, when he was number 45, he didn't pass any legislation as a president other than tax breaks for the rich. That's all he did. Of course, he pushed for Roe v. Wade. Of course, Roe v. Wade, because Roe being the synonym for the person that was trying to get an abortion, and Henry Wade was the Wade of the Henry Wade. Of course, I interviewed on the show because I didn't. He did something on the Kennedy assassination back in 1993 on the show. Wow, that's a long time ago. But the bottom line is Henry Wade, who I knew, Henry Wade versus Roe. Roe versus Wade, I knew Henry Wade. Didn't know Wade. Didn't know Roe, but I knew Wade. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Get out and vote Tuesday. You are tuned to Ring Talk. Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best? What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today
InnovativeWellness.center. InnovativeWellness.center. And use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered. So why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Thank you, Pedro. You going to run tomorrow?
I'll be right. You going to run tomorrow morning?
5:30.
Sunday. I'm leaving tomorrow at 10. I'll run with you tomorrow morning.
Okay, babe. Right, okay.
Yes, I am running tomorrow morning. Straight up, I'm 151 pounds, about a 29-inch waist. I kid you not. Bottom line is I'm knocking out all bums. I know I'm not. Bottom, I wish I could. Bottom line is those were back in the day. But, you know, you've got to keep yourself in some kind of condition. And my main thing is I do a lot of stretching. I'm into yoga, and, of course, I do run on occasion. And I do some isometrics and things. I don't do a whole lot. I don't lift weights. People say to me, you got nice arms. You lift weights? I don't lift weights. You know why I don't lift weights, Daniel? Too heavy. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. Speaking of MMA, talk about heavy. Max Holloway, the former champion at 145 a couple of different times. Bottom line is he's from the island of Hawaii. He needs to retire. He got knocked out last week in the third round by Aliyah Topuria. Topuria, pretty good guy. But the bottom line is you can't really gauge him off beating Max Holloway. Max Holloway is older than Daniel. And, of course, he's taking a whole lot of whoopings. And at the end of the day, of course, that's just not good to you. If ever there was a candidate for CT in the world of MMA, it's Max Holloway and the way he can absorb punches with his face. Bottom line is he should retire right now. Please, Max, go away. We hope we can use you as some type of color analyst in a couple of years if you can still talk. And the co-feature, wow, Robert Whittaker got submitted in the first round, 3 minutes and 34 seconds in a face crank, whatever the hell that is. Kazma Chimaev, of course, the superstar now in the middleweight division, 185 pounds, beat Whittaker. That was expected, no doubt about that. Rest of the card, I don't know a whole lot about, but the bottom line is, of course, tonight we've got this big fight, and I am looking forward to seeing, you know, Shockey Foster again. He's not the most exciting fighter in the world, but you want to see him get redemption. You want to see him get this fight back, of course. And if he goes out and gets knocked out the next time around, more power to him. But the bottom line is he's went out and he regained the title that they stole from him. And I mean, they stole it from him. There was just no doubt about it. I mean, as I said, one of the biggest heists in a long time. People try to say to me, you know, was it like Julio Cesar Chavez and Meldrick Taylor? Meldrick Taylor and Pernell Whitaker? Pernell Whitaker and Julio Cesar Chavez was not a 10-2 fight. It was like an 8-4 fight, maybe. It was definitely an 8-4 fight for Whitaker, okay? But it wasn't a 10-2 fight. A 10-2 fight or an 11-1 fight, to have it go the other way is just absolutely mind-boggling. In fact, I couldn't believe that score. I was like in shock. I was throwing stuff at the TV screen. I kid you not, I was booing from home. I kid you not. So hoping tonight he gets some type of redemption. As far as Dana White's concerned, because you guys know I'm not a big fan of Dana White, but I will say this. He is a promoter of the year, if not the promoter of the decade. And the reason why I say that is He's selling out arenas wherever he goes. 15,000 people, 19,000 people. We did 15,000 people and did a couple million bucks in Utah a couple of weeks ago. Of course, that's not a big ticket or big money type of area. Of course, he went across the pond. He's in Dubai. I don't know what kind of money they did over there, but the crowds are absolutely phenomenal over there as far as MMA or WWE is concerned. Of course, boxing as well. But I actually think boxing might be number three over there in the Middle East to wrestling in the world of MMA. Of course, the Saudis putting all that money into boxing. I'm not into it at all. I think that, as you know, it's seen a major shift in the game. Las Vegas, I was in Las Vegas this week, and as I said, no longer, there's nothing there that reminds you of boxing. Not one thing in there, except I went to Johnny Taco's gym. It's like, I don't know if the gym's still rolling. I think they have private classes in the morning or something like that. But the bottom line is, I went to the gym that's been there since 1953, and it's not a gym anymore. It's just like, just standing, just a building. So there's no more boxing in Las Vegas. Boxing is dead. Las Vegas has no museums, nothing like that. It's just not, they just forget things. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live. Well, I tune in for the Sunday edition. I promise to not stutter as much, get my tongue together. I don't know why I was all off today, but the bottom line is I still am off. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live. Well, I, Daniel's the guy. Until next time, peace, love, and a ton of respect. This is Sports Byline. And for the guys on Twitch, thank you so much, buddy.